This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Voting is coming to an end for assembly elections in Delhi for all 70 seats. Till 5 p.m, nearly 58% voter turnout was recorded. A total of 699 candidates are in the fray. The polling began at 7 a.m. The highest poll percentage was recorded in Northeast Delhi district with nearly 64%, followed by Shahdra with over 61%. Over 58% voter turnout was registered in Northwest Delhi. Southeast Delhi recorded the lowest voter turnout of nearly 54% till 5 p.m. We now go over live to our correspondent Suparna Sekia for more information on the polling. Suparna, how has the overall polling been?
Yes, well, sir. Voting was held across all 70 constituencies in Delhi today in a single phase till 6 p.m. However, those in queue in the polling booths can still cast their votes. A total of 13,766 polling booths were set up. Delhi witnessed a triangular contest between Aam Aadmi Party, BJP and Congress. Valsar, to form a government in the national capital, a political party needs to win 36 of the 7 assembly seats. These polls mark the first major election of the year. Counting for the polls will be held across 19 counting centres on 8th of this month. And it remains to be seen whether Aam Aadmi Party returns to power or BJP manages to come back after 27 years. Back to you, Valsar.
Thank you, Suparna, for bringing us those details. Voting for by-polls in Erode East Assembly seat in Tamil Nadu and Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh is also underway till 5 p.m. Over 64.02% voter turnout was recorded in Erode East and around 65.25% in Milkipur. A U.S. aircraft carrying 104 illegal Indian immigrants landed at the Sri Guru Ram Das Ji International Airport in Amritsar this afternoon. According to sources, 30 of the deportees are from Punjab, while others are from Chandigarh, Haryana, Gujarat, Maharashtra and Uttar Pradesh. The Amritsar administration has made all arrangements in coordination with the airport authorities. The verification and background process of all the deportees are underway. This is the first deportation since the new regime took over in the U.S. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav met OpenAI CEO Sam Altman in New Delhi today. Mr. Vaishnav said Prime Minister Narendra Modi guides them to democratize technology, and Mr. Altman appreciated the Prime Minister's vision. The minister said he had a super cool discussion with the OpenAI CEO on the strategy of creating the entire AI stack, GPUs, model and apps, adding that OpenAI was willing to collaborate on all three. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met UN General Assembly President Philemon Yang in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said they discussed various issues on the UN agenda, including the need for reformed multilateralism. He said they also exchanged views on regional, global and developmental issues. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today took a holy dip at Triveni Sangam during the Mahakumbh currently underway in Prayagraj. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said the snan at the Sangam is a moment of divine connection. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness over the demise of Prince Karim Aga Khan IV, the leader of millions of Ismaili Muslims. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said Prince Karim Aga Khan was a visionary who dedicated his life to service and spirituality. The Prime Minister added that the contributions of Prince Karim Aga Khan IV in areas like health, education, rural development and women's empowerment will continue to inspire several people. Mr. Modi said he will cherish interactions with Aga Khan. The Prime Minister also shared heartfelt condolences with the family and the millions of followers and admirers across the world. In the Rosario Challenger Tennis, star Indian player Sumit Nagal will face Bolivia's Hugo Delian in the pre-quarterfinals of men's singles in Argentina tonight. And with that, we end this news bulletin.